Wrestling Powerhouse Radio at blogtalkradio.com. You can interact with the show by calling 760-888-5749 or use the hashtag PWP Radio on Twitter. Here are your hosts, Jay Leno and Will TLD Vafidez.
Oh, man, we're talking 50 episodes tonight. Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Radio is on the air. It's officially our 50th episode of the main show right here. The Tuesday night, 9 o'clock, a slot that we are making our own here in the professional wrestling world of online radio and podcasts. Yes, there are a million out there, literally a million. And everybody who does a podcast, does a radio show, they all claim to be the best or the greatest and what have you. We'll never claim that. We just want you to make up your mind for your own. We are Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Radio. This is what we do. And thank you for listening. At any point in time over the past 50 episodes, thank you so much for spending, even if it's just a couple minutes with us here live on the show. It's been a jam-packed year. We've had some great guests on the show, and we're going to talk about that all night long right here tonight. This has become like riding a bike for me. You know, I used to get anxiety for doing the show. I used to get nervous, but now it's just the easiest thing I do in my week. I love doing it. I get hyped for it, and it should be an absolutely fantastic show. But let me bring in my co-host. Here he is, TLD.
It's TLD.
Yeah.
Four-time tag team champion. I'm cute. I'm a champion.
What's up, TLD?
You know, for the 50th episode, I would think you would have a grander announcement, but he was like, here, TLD. But, you know, whatever, you know, Jay. I mean, I've been here since the beginning, so, you know, riding your coattails, trying to make sure the show is, like, number one in, like, radio history, which it is. But I've enjoyed the last 50 years working with you, and it's been a blast, you know. But so, you know, that's all right. I'll let you slide this one week on our contract.
Well, thank you so much. And I can't express how grateful I am for making that awesome intro that
okay,
we have.
You're gone.
You know, and just for being such an integral part of the show. You've been here just about every single week out of the 50 shows, official shows that we've done here in the show. And we can't forget about the other shows that have been here on the network as well. And I appreciate everybody who's contributed, whether it was Seth with the Oh You Didn't Know show, which is returning very soon, mind you, whether it was Graham and those guys with the Spoiler show or that Pro Wrestling Obsession show, and right now the Greg DeMarco show. I appreciate everything that's been going on here on Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Radio. The effort is fantastic, and the effort's always A-plus from you, Will.
Oh, thank you, man. I do appreciate those wonderful compliments, and hopefully we'll be doing 50 more of these.
Yeah, I don't plan on stopping anytime soon. I'm pretty fired up, but we're going to bring in another man who's been a consistent contributor to the show, and he's got a new theme song because he is such a big fan of
what?
One of our past guests.
Why is he in a
Blake
theme
Luger.
Song?
Because he wants it. He asked for it, and here it is. Here is Toph.
Mark, Al, I love Lex. What's up? Awesome theme.
What's up, Toph? What's going on, man?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing today?
Doing good, bro. Doing good. Hanging in there, man. 50 episodes, bro. It's been a great year, man. Tell me, Toph, you're now a member of the show. I mean, in the beginning, I thought maybe you'd just call in, you know, 1, maybe 2 weeks. But you've been here each and every single week on the show, and it's been absolutely awesome having you, man. So how has your year almost been on Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Radio?
It's been good. It's been good. I got some ideas on how to make PWP better. We can start giving pay-per-view coverage. One thing I've noticed that really attracts a lot of fans is fans love those Hall of Fame posts. You know, the night before WrestleMania, it's really difficult to find information going on because they usually added down to an hour and showed on USA a week later. But fans really love those Hall of Fame posts. So I have a plan next year around WrestleMania 30, you know, the big 30. I'm going to try to get some Hall of Fame information from my sources And I'll be posting it on the PWP page and to watch the community and the page grow a little bigger. But it's an honor to be part of the page. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, you got it, man. Thank you, too. You've put in such a great effort, not only here on the radio, but also on our Facebook page, which you can find at facebook.com/Pro Wrestling Powerhouse. It becomes more of a challenge each and every day to get those likes on the page because Facebook makes it difficult, man. They've got these shareholders, these stockholders, they're a publicly traded company. They need us to pay for advertising, but we don't want to do that necessarily. So we want you to go there, click that like button, share our post, share the page. It's like, I like to think of it as something you told me it was, Tove, like an old wrestling magazine, something along those lines. You could check out these old cool pictures, full shows, all kinds of cool stuff is on the Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Facebook page. So please check it out. And another consistent contributor to this show, and he's also the host of the OUNO show. Somehow, some way, he got stuck with this theme music, and we're going to keep it for him until he tells me, you know what, Jay, I don't want to be the ass man anymore. But until then, JCD, he is the ass man.
I'm an ass man. Yeah, I'm an ass man.
What's up, John?
Well, what's going on?
Nothing, man. So, you know, we're going to talk about the past 50 episodes in Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Radio. And it's episode number 50. We've had a lot of milestones lately, you know. We've had a one-year anniversary. We've had, like, the website's one-year anniversary, all that stuff. So it's been a lot of milestones. It's been cool. But 50 episodes is a big deal. We're going to be featured on Blog Talk Radio tomorrow. And that's somebody else I want to thank altogether, Blog Talk Radio. But, John, man, you've been a consistent contributor on the show since almost the beginning. Let's hear your thoughts on like 50 episodes of Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Radio.
It's awesome. It's, you know, it's an amazing number. And, you know, again, you know, not to sound repetitive like everyone else, but, you know, thanks for just, you know, letting me come along for the ride, man.
Absolutely. You know what? Thank you, bro. Thank you. I appreciate that. And you're getting
and,
the
real quick,
show. Go for it.
Yeah, oh, you didn't know it was going to return tomorrow night, 2 hours on the invasion. Like I said before, we're going to change the format to the retrospective format. So I posted a schedule on the page about a month ago of what we're going to cover. I'm probably going to post it again tomorrow. And real quick, as far as the theme music thing goes, I think I'm going to have to request that my theme music be changed to the SpongeBob SquarePants song.
It's probably in your head constantly now, huh? So, okay, guys, it's been 50 episodes, and we've had a lot of interviews, and I just want to thank everybody who's been on the show as a guest, you know, including Rhett Titus, Kevin Matthews, John Morrison, Maria Kanellis, Mike Bennett, the list goes on, Lex Luger just a couple weeks ago. We've had a lot of great guests, a lot of great appearances. It's been absolutely awesome, but TLD, man, we've had a lot of cool interviews, and Rhett Titus was our first interview about a year ago, just about, and he's been on the show 3 times. And we'll join us again at some point in the future. But, Will, what has been your favorite interview here on Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Radio?
I would definitely have to say the Lex Luger one's going to take the cake for me. I mean, so many people were, like, coming up to me, like, Lex Luger's on the show. You know, a lot of people will remember Lex Luger, you know. Even though, you know, as big as Maria Kanellis and John Morrison is, Lex Luger is decades of wrestling and experience, and it was pretty awesome. I have to say, I was very excited for that interview more than anything. I mean, that was just for us, that was the top of the line. But even Maria Kanellis was a great interview. She gave us a lot of time on the show. You know, we got a lot of hits with that one. That was probably our biggest show to date, I would say, as far as how many people listened to us and downloaded it. You know, that was a great show too. It was just great to talk to her. You know, even when I saw her in person and I mentioned my name, she remembered me from the show. So, you know, it was really awesome experience, but I would say Lex Luger was definitely my favorite.
Yeah, Lex Luger was definitely awesome. You know, the Maria interview was great. I just kind of wish we had better phone reception, and it wasn't her fault, it wasn't our fault. It was because there were snowstorms going through the entire country, and that kind of got in the way a little bit. But it was still a great interview, great content. We had awesome, awesome content from John Morrison, who you mentioned, about a half hour little interview with him. He was fun. He was down to earth, laid back. Great interview with him, and a lot of others. Mike Bucci was on the show. You know, Jason Knight from ECW was on the OU Didn't Know show. There was just so many great interviews. But Toph, man, same question.
Not to mention Eric from PWS coming on. He had some great stories to tell from, you know, being a promoter in the industry, because PWS is a local show right here in New Jersey, and they're really going real strong too. So even that was to me even a good interview.
Absolutely. He'll be on the show again soon for sure. I've talked to him about that, and he will appear again on the show to update us on Pro Wrestling Syndicate and their shows coming up in the future, including in just a couple weeks we'll be there at, September 20th we'll be there for Pro Wrestling Syndicate and hopefully tape a nice little episode of Pro Wrestling Powerhouse TV. But, Toph, the same question goes out to you. What was your favorite interview over our 50 episodes on PWP Radio?
I like the Lex Luger interview, and his name escapes me at the moment. I can't remember. I called in late that day, but the interview you had with the gentleman that was a writer on the SmackDown team.
Yes, Dan Madigan.
Yes, I love that interview. It was very informative because he basically explained, you know, what I've always been curious about as a fellow writer, as a communication major. I've always been curious about, you know, how things go backstage, you know, how is it written, you know, who has to go through who to get stuff done. I just found that to be a very informative interview, and it gave me an idea of just how things go. But that interview and the Lex Luger interview, and the third one would probably have to be the John Morrison interview, because he was very informative about how things go on backstage, and, you know, he explained in his interview how the tag team match kind of got, you know, accidentally pushed to the dark match at the last minute due to time constraints and stuff. But those were probably my favorite three interviews thus far.
Yeah, definitely. Those were all good ones. Dan Madigan was cool, man. He'll join us on the show. He told me anytime that we want to have him, he'll come back. And maybe we'll have him back on in the future. There are some crazy stories about Dan that we didn't even get to, like his idea. And somebody informed me about this after we did the interview. Somebody told me he actually had a creative idea about having some kind of Nazi soldier that was like frozen for, you know, whatever it's been, however years it's been since World War II, however many years. And it was frozen for that many years. And he came back and he was like a Nazi on WWE TV and like attacked, you know, the Undertaker and turned, you know, some heels into Nazis and stuff. And there's a whole like Nazi angle. I think that's pushing a little bit, but apparently from that story, Vince McMahon just like didn't even say anything and just like kind of walked out of the room kind of stunned. So that's a question I want to ask him about. Our buddy John Morehouse from Tennessee, he's the one that hit me up and told me about that. He's the one that does the Ring of Honor reviews on our website, ProWrestlingPowerhouse.com, which if you haven't gone to ProWrestlingPowerhouse.com, please do. John, my man JCD, bro, we've had great interviews. You had a bunch on the Oh You Didn't Know show that I wasn't directly involved in, but there have been tons that we've had. What are some of your favorite interviews from the last year, I guess, in Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Radio?
Yeah, I mean, Luger, Morrison, you know, all the guys that you guys have already mentioned, you know, Kevin Matthews, all those guys. Me personally, though, one of my favorite ones, Mike Bennett.
Yeah.
You know, and then as far as Oh You Didn't Know goes, we had Ivelisse Feliz, we had, you know, a bunch of people, we had Jason Knight, like you said, you know, so... You know,
yeah.
We've had a bunch, but Bennett's one that sticks out in my mind, and, you know, that was a great interview, and Bennett's he's just an awesome dude, and, you know, I've run into him a few times at the FWE shows. We'll see him when we go in October. You know, he's just really cool, down to earth, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I was actually talking to him a little bit on Twitter today. Just a little back and forth banter, joking around or whatever. But yeah, he was cool, man. He gave us a great interview. He was on the show for about an hour, and we had a tough time getting him on because that one night, Blog Talk Radio was having some issues, and we had to reschedule it. The one regret I have about the past year of Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Radio was I had Ricky Morton, the Rock and Roll Express legend, on the line, and Blog Talk Radio was just having such massive problems, you know, and that's what you do. It's a phone-based interview service, or radio service. Eventually, we're going to get our act together, get some real-deal podcasting equipment, and do this thing the right way. I'll still be able to have you guys on the line and stuff, and it'll be a lot better quality. But when we had Ricky Morton, we were setting the tone to just have an awesome, awesome talk with him. I was going to ask him about Ric Flair, all these great wrestlers that he's wrestled in the past. but it just wasn't working out, and the whole show crashed. It's the lost show here on Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Radio. I downloaded it. I have it personally, but I erased it from the archives. So if you listen live that night, you will hear my complete and utter burial of Blog Talk Radio and whatever. But, you know, I got to give it up to Blog Talk Radio, because what they do isn't easy, man. They provide a service to a lot of different radio shows, not only wrestling radio shows. There are all kinds of radio shows here on the network, and they have a great website. You know, it's like I've been vocal about the $40 a month type deal to run this show the way we want to run it. But because we have so many fans and so many clicks and so many impressions and so many people who have enjoyed the show, a lot of people have gone to the page, and we've made some of that money back, which is absolutely incredible. And I thank everybody, and I thank Blog Talk Radio for helping us out as much as they could over this past 50 episodes of the main show here. Like I said, we've done a lot more content than that. We're allotted literally a 2 hours time live time slot every single day here on blogtalkradio.com. That's pretty damn good. We obviously don't take advantage of it, but as you know, we talked about the other week, sometimes too much is just too much, you know? Sometimes a little less is a little bit more. Less is more type deal. So it's been a really cool been a really cool 50 episodes here on Blog Talk Radio. But how about it, Will? We've had a lot of great discussions and great moments on the show, and looks like Will's calling back through Skype. But Will, tell me a little bit about your favorite memories from the show. What are some of your favorite discussions that we've had here on Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Radio?
Well, I thought the Battle of the Wills thing was kind of funny, where we did a little spot-on-spot promo.
Will, are you there? Okay, we've lost Will, I believe. Toph, can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm having some technical difficulties. It's been kind of fuzzy. How's the audio on your end?
Yeah, it's a little bit fuzzy. I'm not really sure what's happening over here on my end. It might be an internet connection issue. I know my internet went down a little bit before. I'm broadcasting through Skype tonight, and I'm trying to keep the fuzz down to a minimum. But same question to you though, Toph. Let's just continue with the show like nothing happened. Same question to you, brother. We've had a lot of great discussions, a lot of great debates, a lot of great, you know, moments from the show over the past 50 episodes. What are some great debates or moments or memories that stick out in your mind? Toph.
Hey, hello, you still there, Jay?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me? Hello.
You still there, Jay?
Yeah, I'm still here. Are you
okay,
ribbing
I heard
me?
You,
right?
You just kind of vanished for like 15 seconds.
Right, I'm not really sure what's going on. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a really short little break, and I'm getting complaints on Twitter, actually. I'm going to take a little short little break. I'm going to play a song. I'm going to try to reconnect to this little Blog Talk Radio system. It's kind of funny how I just put them over and now we're kind of having issues. So give me 1 second. We'll be right back here on Blog Talk Radio.
Suffer. Taking over me.
Bobby. We're back here on Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Radio. It's funny that as soon as I start talking about the technical difficulties we've had in the past here on the show, we bump into some technical difficulties that usually seem to happen. We had them on our first show. We did it the night after SummerSlam 2012. That was the first episode that Will and I ever did of Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Radio, and we had technical difficulties. And tonight, of course, they come back and haunt us. But it happens. Shit happens, and that's what happens here on Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Radio on blogtalkradio.com. Feel free to call the show. We're back now. We're ready to rock and roll. 760-888-5749. Talk to us and talk to us about anything that we've discussed throughout, you know, the last 50 episodes, anything in the wrestling business today. I know a lot of people are complaining about the Big Show and his crying last night. If you want to talk about that, feel free to call in. Once again, 760-888-5749. And if you're listening to a recorded version, thank you so much for listening to Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Radio. I'm going to bring the panel back in. I'm going to bring Will back in first because I gave you the question first, Will, and that was some of your favorite moments and memories from the past year of Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Radio, some of the best discussions and debates we've had in the show.
Yeah, I would definitely, like I said, I would like to go back to the my episode promoting our final B4W show, which ended up becoming a promo battle between me and Will Brooks. And as you can tell, Will Brooks has not come back to the show. So that was one of my favorite moments of history. I would say that when I was doing the pay-per-view recaps, I had a wonderful time doing that. I think, you know, it was fun all the times I hosted. But I like doing the pay-per-view recaps. They're fun to do. You know, it's in spur of the moment. You know, after you see these shows and you want to, like, respond and do things and see it, you know, and you want to just talk about it. I really like that a lot. That was fun. But I also thought our discussion on Chris Benoit was a very well-done, in-depth discussion, and I thought we had some great feedback from it.
Yeah, you know what? I was going to say that my favorite episode so far to date has been the Chris Benoit episode because we really dove into waters that have been dove into 1,000 times. Like, everybody's talked about this over and over and over again for years and years, but we put a different spin on it. We not only talked about the positives and the negatives, but we talked about all the different scenarios from different angles. We had a lot of contributors on the line that night, and it was, to this day, one of our more successful shows. And if you haven't listened to that Chris Benoit episode, please do. Go back, check it out. It's in the archives. You can listen on demand anytime here on blogtalkradio.com or on iTunes or Stitcher Radio. I'm going to bring Toph back in. Hopefully Toph is connected again. Some of your favorite memories and moments from the show over the past year, Toph.
Well, nothing really stands out in particular because I enjoy every show. But probably the same as everyone was the Benoit, a little discussion we had a few months back. That was probably the most enjoyable one. If I can think of something else from a earlier show, I'll be sure to mention it later on tonight.
Yeah, no question about it. You've been very outspoken on the show. You've really kind of come out of your shell, so to speak. You're outspoken on Facebook as well, but, you know, your discussions about TNA, you kind of shed a different light in it for the people that don't really like TNA, that aren't big fans of it, that kind of don't see it for what you see it as, and you see it as like a promotion that could really thrive and be competition for WWE, and they just, for some reason, can't seem to string that momentum together. And that has kind of been your mark left on the show over the past 50 years. So, it's 50 years, excuse me, 50 weeks. But we'll talk a little bit about TNA later on tonight. We'll talk about AJ Styles and his little promo that he cut last Thursday night. And we're only doing an hour tonight, folks, so we got about 37 minutes left, and I'll bring back John. And John, man, you've been on the show again, once again, for like 50 weeks in a row. We've had the show from Kentucky. We've done all kinds of stuff. What was your favorite memory from the entire year? Like, favorite maybe discussion we've had or debate?
Well, I was going to go with Benoit. That was just so great. All, like you said, all the different guests on it. I'll be honest with you, though, I'll take it back to the first show because, you know, I didn't know what to expect when I called in. And you know what? The fact that, you know what? It all goes back to the theme of the whole thing that we're doing here. We all had different opinions that night. And you know what? No one crapped on anyone for having, you know, okay, I think this way, you think that way, Will thought his way. And you know what? That's just, to me, that was just awesome. So I'll go with the first show.
Yeah, cool, man. Yeah, it's been, that's what I've wanted this whole thing to be, man. And it's not just a radio show. It's not just a website. It's a community, you know, and we talk about just you know, everything in wrestling that needs to be talked about. I know I like our discussion on different controversial topics in wrestling when we talk about the homosexual stuff and the bullying and all that kind of stuff. And that to me was a great show, man. Talked about, we had a discussion one time on blading in wrestling with the blood thing. That was good too, because that's something that literally should not happen anymore in wrestling. I mean, it's 2013. Get over it. We don't need blood anymore. If it happens, it happens. But let it happen naturally. We don't need people. Like, we don't need a guy like Ric Flair who tapes the damn blade to his fingertip and cuts the hell out of himself. It just doesn't need to happen anymore. But we've got a caller on the line. We're going to take that caller. 248 area code, man. You're on the line with Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Radio. What's your name? Where are you from?
Yo, what's going on? My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, what's up, Chris, man? Thanks for calling into the show. What do you want to talk about tonight?
I'm a first-time caller, and first of all, I just want to give you guys major props. This is an awesome show, man. You guys get me through long hours at work and all that stuff, man. So I just wanted to say that before I ask my question. So great job.
Brother, I think we've lost you, Chris. Can you hear me?
Hello? Hi.
Chris, you there? Hey, man. Hey, yeah, you cut out for just a second, bro.
No, I was just saying, you guys are doing a great job, man. You get me through great hours at work, man. I do a lot of hours at work, man. I love listening to you guys, and you just do a really, really good job.
I really appreciate that. You have no idea how much that means to me, man. Thank you so much, and
we appreciate
your support.
Man, I appreciate you guys doing what you do, man. You provide entertainment, man, all the time for me. But I just have one question for you guys.
Absolutely.
When do you guys, and I don't know if you got this topic yet, but when do you guys feel like it will be another quote-unquote black WWE champion again? And do you feel like there will ever be another one again in the WWE?
Well, you're considering The Rock to be the first one, correct?
I mean, I guess. I don't really consider him to be the first one. I mean, I'm talking about 100% black or African-American or whatever you want to call it.
There hasn't been
okay.
one. Can I add on to
right.
this a little?
Yeah, it's a good question. Tell us. Go ahead. Give your answer, bro.
You know, as an African-American myself, this has always annoyed me, but if it is, you know, it's not just a WWE thing. It's a wrestling. There hasn't been a pure black TNA champion, you know, R-Truth, a.k.a. K-Crush, Ron the Truth Killings. You know, he was a two-time NWA champion. WCW, you had Ron Simmons and Booker T, you had two. As far as I know, there wasn't a black ECW champion, was there, guys? I mean, would you count Taz?
No, you're right. There wasn't a black ECW champion.
I watch Ring of Honor sporadically every now and then. I don't watch the product as much as I should, but I watch it whenever I can, and I was really excited when they were doing the build-up between Jay Lethal and Kevin Steen. Not just because Jay Lethal is African-American, but I love Jay Lethal. I love the whole black machismo gimmick. I think that he would fit in perfectly in WWE. I think that he paid his dues, and I thought that was a perfect time to put the title on Jay Lethal, but they decided to go with Michael Elgin, dude. I mean, he's not the champion yet, but it's looking more likely. I just think there seems to be a stigmatism in wrestling against putting a world title on a black star. I think that when it comes to African-Americans, they get their spots, they get pushed, they get merchandise, they have a following. Now, they might have a few mid-card titles, but there seems to be some type of, you know, stigmatism against, you know, black star all the way. But to answer your question, though,
yeah,
I think the one black star...
I totally agree with you, man. I felt like Mark Henry could have been a great heel WWE champion. I feel like if this time or even last year was a great time to put the strap on him, but they didn't go with that. But that's just my personal opinion.
Yeah, so the one African-American star that I felt that, you know, since you were asking about WWE, you know, a lot of African-American stars have been in WWE over the years, but the one that I think that WWE dropped the ball completely on was MVP. MVP was...
Exactly.
Because, you know, Kofi Kingston, Shelton Benjamin, and all those other guys, they're good, but at the end of the day, their charisma or lack thereof was kind of like their killing factor. But I think that MVP was great. When they introduced him, they built him up as a free agent that wasn't with Raw or SmackDown. He had his own special entrance. He was one of the last United States champions that was really strong and solid. Over with the fans, his in-ring work. he was over. You know, I remember when Randy Orton was WWE champion a few years ago, and MVP interrupted him, and looked like they were going to go to a. And when he changed his theme song, the fans were into him. You know, I think that he had everything. Is what it is.
Yeah,
they didn't use him.
Yeah, that's true. I believe you guys, and he's actually really good in the ring. Where he's improved a lot. I think he's actually really good though in the ring.
I agree with you guys across. I agree with you guys across the board there. I just got a tweet from Josh Lopez, one of our writers on ProWrestlingTotalHouse.com. He told me that Bobby Lashley was ECW champion. So Bobby Lashley did win the ECW title. But as far as a guy who can win it in the future and what it may possibly happen, I personally think Biggie Langston is awesome. This guy is built like a brick shit house. The dude is gigantic, and he's young. And he's strong and he's tough, and I think he might fit the mold for a possible WWE champion in the future. But if he's going to be the guy, I don't see it for at least, like, another 2-3 years at the very least. I mean, you know, he's still young, a work in progress, but I think Biggie Langston is a pretty good candidate for that position.
Well, how do you feel about a Titus O'Neil?
Wins one.
Go ahead, guys. Chris, any final comments, man?
No. Well, I just my last comment. How do you guys feel about a Titus O'Neil?
I like Titus.
He's good.
I think he's
entertaining.
Sure, he can be the type of guy that if he breaks away from the tag team, I think he's really good. Great charisma, great build, great look. The guy can get it done, man. And hey, for that matter, Darren Young. I mean, you got to remember these guys are still young. They haven't even really, they haven't. What's the word I want to say? Scratch the surface, really, yet on what they can do, and the sky's the limit for a lot of these guys on the WWE roster. It's just a matter of if these spots or when these spots possibly open up. Not everybody really has that opportunity to break through. You know, not everybody has that lightning in a bottle, so to speak. And
do you think the gay thing is going to hurt Darren Young?
I don't think so. No, I think anything will help him.
Okay. All right, well, thank you, guys. I appreciate you guys taking the time to answer my call. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you got it, man. Thank you so much for calling. And thanks so much for the kind words, man. We really appreciate that on our end.
Oh, man, you guys are awesome, man. Best pro wrestling podcast out right now, my opinion. Straight up. That's a shoot.
He needs a free TV autograph.
I know. Seriously, man. We're going to send you some swag, dude. Hit me up. Do you have a Twitter or Facebook or anything?
Oh yeah, I'm on the page, man. I'm on the Pro Wrestling Powerhouse on the chat on the group. I'm Christopher Kyle on there, man. You guys are awesome.
Oh, fucking okay, cool, man. Yeah, dude. I appreciate it, dude. Like I know exactly who you are, and I'm gonna hit you up later, and I'm gonna get your address. I'm gonna send you probably a free DVD or something because that's what I do. I appreciate our fans and people who support the show in that kind of way. So thank you so much.
All right, thanks a lot, man. You have a good night.
You too. Take care. All right, that was great, man. I love getting compliments like that from fans of the show. I just love that. You can't make me feel any better than that. But that's a great discussion. And hey, Toph, bro, that's just something we could talk about for hours. And we'll have that discussion once again in the future, especially because we know the day is going to come where that happens. At least I think it's going to happen. But when that day comes, it's very, very debatable. But to continue with our talk here, I just want to talk a little bit about what's going on in the wrestling business right now. And it's been a great 50 shows, but the news just doesn't stop. And there's been big news developing today, and that is Christian is once again injured. Christian has suffered a concussion. He will immediately be out of WWE action. There's really no timetable for his return. You know, concussions are really tricky, and he's very injury-prone. So, Will, your thoughts on Christian now being injured again and off WBTV?
You know, I think, honestly, you know, I didn't think he was good. He has that T-shirt that's out, like one last match, something like that. You know, I'm trying to figure out what the meaning behind that shirt is because, you know, he had that one match where I guess a lot of people thought he might win, and he didn't win. They thought he was going to retire. He didn't retire. And Edge is coming back next week, which I'm sure Christian will not be on the show. It's just a very odd, very odd of what his status is and what he's going to be doing. I just don't know if Christian has a place right now, which is, like, really weird to say, but I just don't know where he would fit right now. I mean, the only thing I could see him doing is working with Curtis Axel after CM Punk is done with him
at Night of Champions, but you know, now that he's out with another injury, I just don't know where they're going to put him.
Yeah, the Sheets reported that he was supposed to be working with Bray Wyatt very soon, as soon as Night of Champions, actually, but I'm not sure if that's going to happen now that he's injured. John, Christian now has concussion, and the future for him kind of doesn't look so bright anymore. I think he's the type of guy who will have a job for life with WWE as long as he wants it. But as far as his in-ring career, what do you think's going on with Christian, man?
Yeah, this is probably worst possible timing for him, you know, considering he just came back. I think the more debilitating and crippling injury, to be honest with you, though, is the Mark Henry one. You know, it looks like he's out of this program with Big Show and The Shield. So, I mean, as much as the Christian injury sucks, you know, I think at this point, especially in his career, I think the Mark Henry injury is actually a lot bigger.
Yeah, good point. He's just pretty much got back, too. I mean, you know, he's been back for a little while, but in the grand scheme of things, he just got back from being injured. I mean, these are two guys that are pretty injury-prone over the course of their careers. And I know you're a big fan of Christian, Toph. What are your thoughts on his recent injury?
Oh, he has a concussion. That's not an injury. That's two different things. Fancy to forget that. A concussion is just when you've damaged your head and you have the sensations of feeling groggy, feeling dizzy. It's not a physical injury you can see. And, of course, WWE and sports in general take brain damage very seriously. You know, we just talked about the Chris Benoit earlier thing. So when you have a concussion, that's just weeks of, you know, rest and relaxation and getting your stuff back together. Dolph Ziggler was the World Heavyweight Champion when he had a concussion. In 2011, Randy Orton was World Heavyweight Champion. He had a concussion. They were just off TV for a few weeks. To kind of piggyback what you guys were saying earlier, it's very strange timing for WWE. I mean, they gave Christian a tribute video, which made fans think that it's showing where his career has been and where he's going should he win a title, but he didn't win. So then you have the idea of maybe it was a tribute to show where he's going, where he's been, and if he doesn't win, he'll retire. And so he didn't win the belt, but he didn't retire either. And then they gave him a new shirt that says one more match when he's really been using that gimmick for the past 2 years, and they just gave him that T-shirt. Christian's really the new Bret Hart. He's like the Bret Hart how he was in WCW. I really believe WWE has really had no idea what to do with him. Just very underutilized. If you look at WCW Bret Hart, you look at Christian, ever since his return to 2009, you'll see a lot of similarities. They really have no idea what to do with him. I just rewatched this match with Randy Orton. You guys may or may not remember, there was a spot in the match where Christian was kind of sitting on a turnbuckle and Randy Orton just kind of shoved him and Christian just fell on his head. I'm guessing that's where the concussion came from. So, but yeah, you know, Christian's gone, Sheamus is gone, Mark Henry's gone, John Cena's gone, and with Monday Night Football starting again soon, this is not good, because you need those reliable baby faces to, you know, put over the new heel talent, and many of the best baby face workers are not with us right now. So, yeah, not good right now, not looking too good.
Guys jump to the front of the pack, you know, guys can just. There's a place open at the top of the card now for a big baby face to emerge, and that's what WWE needs. I mean, they need somebody to step up, take the ball, and run with it. A lot of people thought Cody Rhodes was going to be that guy, and I still think he's going to be. You know he's going to be back. He's not really fired. He'll be back as soon as he's done on his honeymoon, which, good for him. Congratulations on his marriage coming up, you know. But the problem with concussions in general, not just in wrestling, the major problem with concussions is the fact that the second you get a concussion, you're more susceptible to get another one. They make it's just easier to get additional concussions after you get that first one. So the fact of the matter is that, you know, Christian is getting up there a little bit in age. You know, he's not old, but he's getting up there a little bit. He's been injured time and time again. And with this concussion, it's just going to stop his progress. His spot on the card, you know, is obviously always going to be there, but it just makes me wonder. Like, I know we've talked about Mysterio in the past, Toph, and what he's going to do with his career. And now Mark Henry, what's he going to do with his career? You know, Christian's been around for a long time. It's just, it's worth discussing, you know, what's going to happen with him. And I guess we'll just wait and see, because there's always that spot for Christian on the card. He's a great wrestler, and let's hope everything's okay with him. But,
the biggest between Edge and Christian that a lot of fans either forgotten, Edge, he had that really bad neck injury, if you guys remember. And because of the neck injury, you know, he had some much-needed time off. Granted, he was rehabilitation, recovering. And he had that bad Achilles injury, you know, before his last run. And he had to rehabilitate himself.
Hey, Phil, do me a favor, bro. I'm sorry to cut you off, though, but do me a favor. Give a call back into the show, because you're just cutting out for some reason over and over and over again. Really not sure why. Just hang up and just call right back in, and we'll get you back in the line. We want to talk about AJ Styles
okay.
in a minute. So just call back right away. We'll hopefully get a better connection. But, yeah, I want to talk a little bit about, yeah, Christian, you know, we'll see what happens in the future, Christian. You know, it's unfortunate that he's got an injury at this moment. But I want to switch gears a little bit. We got about 20 minutes left. I want to talk about AJ Styles, and then in a little while we'll update you on our fantasy league that we have going strong right now. But AJ Styles, man, he caught a little bit of a what people are calling a shoe promo on Impact last week, and it got people talking for about 20 minutes, and then everybody forgot about it. So, Will, I don't know if you saw the Styles promo, but if you did, what did you think about it?
You know, there's a big difference on how the WWE superstars do a promo and how AJ Styles, like, did his promo. You know, there's a lot of truth into what he's saying, but some of it just doesn't come across as, like, you know, like you believe him in a way or you feel like that he's been wrong. You know, it just, I don't know, you know, it was only a week ago where he kind of broke his silence. You know, this is something that he should have done right when he was leaving the company to turn to this dark character. I feel like right at that moment was not the time to do it. I feel like that should have been done when he turned into his dark character. That's when this promo should have taken place, not so much right now. I didn't know how much sense this really made to do it at that moment. It just, like, he was going out to explain himself. He didn't join the Mafia, which, you know, I don't know. I just feel like the timing was just off. That was just the weird part about the whole thing about it. But overall, what he says is true. I mean, I believe everything he's saying that. And, you know, with this whole contract situation coming up right now, you know, I'm wondering what's going to, you know, occur with that. I mean, I'm sure he signed some kind of extension.
You know what? That remains to be seen. You know, I'm not sure if he did actually sign an extension. I don't even believe this contract status rumor as it is. You know, I take everything that the internet breaks with a grain of salt. And if it is true, I'm not sure if he did sign that extension, because if these reports are true, it means that TNA isn't willing to pay AJ Styles what he's worth.
You know, it's all rumor-based. I honestly don't think they would have let him go out on television and do that, but it's, you know, and say those kind of things, especially with all the contract stuff going on. They try to be more, be more towards the smart marks who, you know, do these dirt sheets and do these things. TNA tries to kind of, like, please them by doing stuff like this, but I don't know if this was something that, especially when there are legal contracts going on. But then again, last year we would say the same thing about CM Punk doing the same thing 2 years ago when he was bringing out his contract issues right on the airwaves, you know, but no one complained about that, you know. So you really can't complain about how he's feeling right now, but AJ Styles can be more than what he is. And I think that's why fans are behind him. They know he could be more than what he is, and he has been, but he just needs, you know, to be the king of the company. But when you have guys like Sting and you guys Hulk Hogan, you know, Kurt Angle, you know, these guys who are are special attractions, and AJ Styles is the strong horse of that company, you know, people feel bad for AJ, and they think, you know what, you know, if he goes to WWE, his AJ Styles name is not going to stick. You know, so really, what is he going to really do?
Yeah, it's a great point, man. There's a lot to be said for having that name, AJ Styles, and the brand he represents as being phenomenal and wrestling all over the world for the past 11, 12 years in a row, you know. So it's got a lot to be said. John, what are your thoughts on AJ's promo and the ramifications coming out of it?
I thought it was a great promo for the character. I agree with Will. It made no sense to have him pop the phenomenal music last week. But then again, they've booked this thing with him so wrong from the beginning. I mean, they've screwed it up, but, you know, whatever, it's TNA. As far as the contract stuff goes, as much as I want to believe that as bad as they are, he would be one of the few guys they wouldn't play hardball with and, you know, let his contract get to a point where, you know, no one knew it was expiring or about to expire or whatever. You know what? With what's going on with that company, nothing would surprise me, although I think at the end of the day he stays. It just, there's just too much on the line for TNA to lose him. This would be like losing Sting and, you know, all those times he was rumored to go to WWE when he was in WCW. So I just think at the end of the day, it may pain a lot of people in the company and it may cost some other people their jobs, but I think AJ will get his money and I think he's going to stay. And the promo, I think it's just part of another brick to the story with him. His story is nowhere near done yet. So, you know, we'll see how it plays out.
Yeah, absolutely. That's all we can really do is wait and see. Toph, you're our resident TNA fan, diehard. Your thoughts on AJ Styles' promo last week on Impact?
I like how he just said, at the end of the day. You know how many times Hogan says that in his promo?
Over and over again. It was great.
Yeah, AJ's promo reminded me a lot of Bret Hart's promo after he turned heel. He was injured, and he kind of cut a promo a long time ago, and he was supposed to be talking about how he kept getting screwed over, but he ended up ranting, and it went on longer than it should have been. That's what AJ's promo felt like. It didn't feel genuine. It felt like they just gave him the microphone and were like, here, go out there and just talk for 10 minutes or something. He went out there, and first he talked about how he wasn't with the Main Event Mafia. Then he talked about the Bound for Glory series. Then he somehow kind of talked about how they brought in new people at TNA, and they never worked out. And then he brought this back into the Bound for Glory series. It was just all over the place. Very confusing. Very confusing. So we'll just see where it goes. But, yeah, I don't think that TNA will let him go, because letting AJ Styles go would be like the equivalent of WCW letting Sting go in 96, which really would have killed him at that point.
Yeah, and it's also, you got to talk about the fact that Hogan gave this Bound for Glory 20-point match that's going to happen next week, Bound for Glory series, I should say. And that just opens the door for AJ Styles to win that competition or even just get in the final four.
Bonus points.
Right now, exactly. Right now he's not in there, and he'll get those points, and he'll jump into the final four. But speaking of
fantasy bonus points.
Yeah, seriously. Speaking of that, we're going to update our fantasy league, and Will's going to give us our scores in just a second. But before he does that, I want to talk about how upset I am that Cody Rhodes is now going to be off the show, because he is my wild card guy. Each one is worth double points. So now he's not going to make pay-per-view. He's not going to be on the show for a little while, and that's upsetting for me. So, Will, without further ado, give us our totals, our update for the PWP Fantasy Wrestling All-Star League.
Well, you know, if you keep cutting out, maybe I could do this. But anyway, Cody Rhodes is out. You know, I lost Mark Henry, who I had, so we're kind of stuck right now, unless we come up with some kind of rules that let us maybe switch people out, but you lose some points, but that's not up to me. You are the owner, Jay, on all that, so maybe that's something we could add on in there if you like. But as of right now, we are now about 1 month in, and we still have our first pay-per-view coming up in a couple weeks, but Jay is still in the lead because of Cody Rhodes, pretty much, which will now be done, with 15 points Jay has. Myself, Rob Van Dam has been getting me all the points. I have 11 points now, so I'm not that far behind, but I'm all right. As far as Toph goes, Toph is in a whopping last place with 5 points, because I know the fans are thinking, like, you know, you're in trouble, man, and you had Daniel Bryan, the top boy in the company, can't even get you points, Toph. And finally, John has tied with me at 11, so right now Jay's in the lead, but me and John are not that far behind, and Toph is far behind. Thank you.
All right. We are having some I don't know if this is happening across the board, John and Toph, but everybody's cutting out. Am I cutting out too?
Yeah, everyone's
cutting
out.
My man.
All right, so that's unfortunate. Everybody seems to be cutting out tonight. I hope you guys are hearing this because this show is going to be featured on blogtalkradio.com all day tomorrow. And there's a reason why we're cutting out, because there's no other reason. There's really no other reason why we should be cutting out at this point. And, it's a Blog Talk Radio issue. So because of that, I'm going to end the show just a little bit early tonight. And I want to get final thoughts. It's our 50th episode. It's been a great 50. It's been a lot of fun. And here's the 50 more, guys. So, John, your final thoughts on the show tonight on 50 episodes of Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Radio.
Yeah, man. I mean, this is your child at the end of the day. So congrats to you, my friend. You know, and here's to at least 50 more. And again, here's another shameless plug. Tomorrow night, Oh You Didn't Know returns. We're covering the invasion angle. Looking for a nice panel on that. You know, the invasion is one of those things that, you know, a lot of people have opinions on, and most of it's not good. We're going to touch the actual history, some of the history that's not as popularly known, and then we're going to do a little timeline of it, and then maybe a little, you know, if they would have waited a year, maybe this is what it could have looked like. So I'm hoping for it to be a fun show tomorrow night.
Absolutely. There are a lot of backstage things that happen that nobody really knows about involving the backstage handling of the purchase of WCW. So that should be very interesting.
Even that, we'll even touch into how it almost happened 6 months earlier, which a lot of people don't remember.
Very, very interesting. Should be a great show. So, yeah, tune in tomorrow night here on the show. And if you're listening to recorded version, tune in anyway, because it'll be on demand right here on Blog Talk Radio. Tell us, man, your final thoughts of tonight's 50th episode and any final thoughts in general.
Oh, yeah, congrats on the 50th episode, and I'll see you at episode 100.
Thanks, Toph, and thank you to John as well, and I appreciate it. And if you can contribute tomorrow night, Toph, I know you didn't know, that would be awesome as well, because we're looking to have an all-star, star-studded panel for Oh You Didn't Know tomorrow night on the Invasion.
Okay.
And finally, my co-host, Will Teal de Vasitas, man. You've been here every step of the way, helping out with the video portion of it, the YouTube page and what have you. Your final thoughts on episode number 50 and, the future of the show, what we have in store in the future.
You know, I was glad that when, you know, if it wasn't for our old show at Wrestling Roundtable, us getting together, you came up with the radio show in the first place, and we had so much fun on that show in the beginning days of it, and this is just a show I like. This is like it's on my calendar every week to get home and be on the show right away when I get out of volleyball, which is always a fun thing to do. Every time I'm done out of volleyball, I get on the phone right away just to talk to you guys. And I just love talking about pro wrestling with you guys. You guys are like, to me, you guys are good friends. Jay's one of my best friends, and we have fun together. We always hang out together. And we were doing all these great wrestling events, you know, coming up, which will be awesome. WrestleMania was amazing, being there live with a bunch of people. So this has been an awesome experience doing Pro Wrestling Powerhouse, getting to do a little bit of give me a little bit of the reins some of these shows, which is pretty cool. And I'm very excited. So, and you promoting my wrestling show, which was a really awesome thing. I can't wait to do more of these. It's fun. It's exciting. I hope the fans enjoy it. We have some interviews I never would have thought possible, and you made it happen. So you are the man, Jay.
Thanks so much, Will. And next week, TLDWrestling.com. And next week, you'll be hosting the show because I'll be at a Blink-182 concert in Sayreville at the Starland Ballroom. So Blink-182, I'll be at the
concert
next week. So TLD will be your host next week here on the show. And thank you so much to all the listeners. Yeah, thanks so much to everybody, all the listeners, all the guests, everybody who's been involved in ProWrestlingPowerhouse.com. I've thanked everybody in the past, and I'm just thanking you all again. So it's been a great run here, and we're going to cut the show short a little bit because we're having technical difficulties. Hell, I don't even know if you're hearing me talk right now. So for JCD, Toph, and TLD, Will Vasquez, this is Jersey Strong J signing off. Keep it real, everybody. Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Radio, episode number 50, is in the books, brother.